Oh my goodness, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say good morning to you. It's good to see you this morning. And I want to say welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the great epicenters and one of the great just places where God has decided to pour out his spirit. Amen. And I mean that in all sincerity. I believe that Kenton, Ohio has been waiting for a move of God. And I believe that we are going to see God move in tremendous, miraculous ways. I do believe that. I want you to know something that we as a generation need to remember, that in every generation, God has given birth to people who he's confident in will carry the banner of Christianity from faith to faith and from generation to generation. I tell you what, I even believe for us with children that even though we can see the world having some things out there, listen, we don't have to worry about our children, because the Bible says that the older will dream dreams and the younger will dream dreams and the older shall have visions. Amen. And so listen, God is cross-generational and he's able to handle everything that's out there that we could be facing. Amen. So this morning we're going to worship God and we're going to be thankful for what he's doing in our lives and what he's doing on the earth, because he's a faithful God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Stand your feet with us this morning.
His grace and mercy is my testimony forever.
adopted me. His grace and mercy is my testimony. For every victory, I've got a song to sing. Jesus, He lifted me. His grace and mercy is my testimony. For every victory, I've got a song to sing. Look how He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Hallelujah, let's praise His name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
shouts of praise this morning. Hallelujah, we rejoice in you. Praise, praise the victory. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice in you, Lord. You're worthy of all praise. We magnify you, God. And I will rejoice. I will rejoice in being glad. And I will rejoice. And I will rejoice in being glad. Hallelujah.
Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you. For hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God. Oh, we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
Come on, everybody in here. Lift your voice.
Come and consume, God. Oh, we are.
Yes. First service that we were in worship last week, and she said it's like we all know there's battles going on everywhere. We're all fighting something. We are in it. Listen, we are in the battle, but we're praising God through it. Amen. But she said it's like the Lord told me that he's getting ready to grab my hand and we're gonna run through this battle. And you can either run with him or you can make him drag you through it. But if you make him drag you through it, you understand that's going to take you longer to get through it. But it is time for us to say, God, okay, I can't run very good right now because I'm old. But you get a, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. With the Lord, let's give him a shout of praise and a hand clap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
Now you know why I stopped singing, because I can't breathe. I don't want to seem all super spiritual to you. I just can't breathe.
Praise the name Hallelujah. Of the Lord. Let's run
yes.
with the Lord. Amen.
I said to Amber, next time you feel that, you hear that, you come tell the rest of us.
Amen.
That truly is a powerful word.
Yeah. Amen.
That God sees us. He knows where you're at. He knows you're in that valley right now.
Amen.
He knows that the valley has been long, the valley has been dry, the Amen. Valley has been hard, and now he's saying, take my hand, and I'm going to get you Amen. Through this valley. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Woo!
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, well, what we got going on, let's get through announcements quickly so we can get to the word, because well, I'm ready to hear it again.
Let me make the first announcement, which is very critical for us all to know, and I hope you guys know him and remember him well. But Roger Hendrickson has passed away. Yesterday I received word that he has went home to be with the Lord, okay? So we're going to be in communication with the family, and we will have an appointed day out here where we'll do a celebration meal in his honor.
Listen, and he ran his race.
Yes.
He finished his course well. Amen.
Yes.
I already miss him. I told his daughter, I already miss that big hug he gives me, that big smile he gives me. And remember how he left us all the time.
Amen.
You ever were around Roger and he got ready to walk away from you, there's one, he said one phrase.
Yep.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. Amen.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Listen, follow the Lord.
Amen.
And we're going to see him again.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We definitely miss him, though.
You know, we will definitely miss him. Absolutely. But also, what's exciting is we can look at him and we know that he's a man that finished his race well and ended up right where he needed to be. And that's what we all need to remember is that that's the ultimate victory in following Christ. That we are going to be blessed while we live on this earth, and thank God for it. According to Mark chapter 10, he will give us 100-fold now in this life, but in the life to come, eternal life. Amen. And that is why we're on this journey, is because we don't ever want to lose focus of the fact that running this race is one thing, but finishing it well and ending up in heaven is our ultimate goal. Amen.
I just want to celebrate him because that song, I can't remember what the song is, but I hear the line, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's got victory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So the next thing that we have.
Yes.
Is the building. And we're going to be painting this Friday. And it's just changed a little bit. Okay. We're being flexible. We talked to Randy. Randy Water's going to be doing the painting for us. And he said, it's silly for you guys to go in and do the classrooms and stuff because I'm going to spray, and it's going to take me 15 minutes to spray that. And we said, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. He said, where I would rather you be, that would help me out a lot, is in the hallway, because the hallway has a ceiling on it. The classrooms and the offices and all that doesn't. They're going to put a drop ceiling in it later. And so for him to paint that is not a big deal. But to paint the hallway, everything has to be taped off. The ceiling has to be painted first. Then we paint the walls. We said, we'll paint the hallway then.
Amen.
We got this. So we're going to paint the hallway. So if you would like to help us, there's a sign-up sheet back there. And there is a disclosure that comes along with signing your name. to the
That you do have to know how to paint, please.
You do have to know how to paint, please.
Amen.
Listen, if Randy's there, I'm probably going to paint a little bit because he'll let me and he'll guide me. But other than that, if I got somebody show me, I'll do it. But if not, I'm not putting my hand to a paintbrush either. I was allowed to paint in the closet in my house.
Amen. The closet.
And not even the walls of the closet, just the trim. Amen. That's what my part was in my house, was the closet.
Amen.
And I think he let us paint the laundry room, and we still have not heard the end of it.
Yeah, the laundry room.
So, yeah, we're not very good at it. Mm-hmm. But bless the Lord, there are some things we are good at.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
So anyway, so we've got that going on. If there's something, we want to make sure we just know how many's going to be here. We want to make sure that we have drinks and all that kind of stuff for you, snacks, whatever that we're going to bring in. And if there's something special you would like to drink, make it local. Don't say that coffee cappuccino thingy from Columbus, Ohio, and you got to go to Polaris Mall and go around. No. It's got to be local. You know I'm messing with you. But if you guys want something special that you like to drink when you're doing this stuff, just put it down there. I'll make sure you got it. Amen?
Now, we are probably going to have to paint in two stages, right?
Yeah. I was wondering, most people work during the day.
Yes.
So this is an evening thing. Yes. So we may grab Randy and paint that ceiling during the day and the wall is all that's left at night. So we'll see. Just be flexible with us. And so then we just go on from there. And right now the men's breakfast is on, but we're just asking
everything is subject.
Yeah. We're just asking for the next couple months, because anytime we can get in and do something in the building that's going to save us money, we're going to try to do that. Okay. So if that, like, even our worship practice is the second Saturday of the month, and we're going to do the worship practice unless something comes up that we need to get over to the building and work, and we're going to go over to the building and work instead. So we're just going to be flexible and go where needed. Amen. Amen. So that's what we ask. And we're excited. It's coming along.
It is coming along, and we still don't have a date yet that we can say, from our contractor, but every time that we get to do a little piece of something and every time we know that they're coming along with something, we're one step, one week, one day closer. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about us seeing how God's timing will help us get there, and it's going to be good for all of us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, hallelujah. Any of you guys who can paint, praise God. That's going to be our first step of what we're going to do, and it's going to be exciting. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, well, I think at this time, I am supposed to let those little children get out of here and get to their class and get to their blessing and teaching today. You know, your children really do learn about Jesus in their class, and so it's very good for them, and it's very powerful, and I'm excited about it. Amen?
Amen?
And then for us, I'm going to read a scripture here in the book of Exodus, chapter 35, that is very good for us to see. And it says, and they came everyone, in Exodus 35, 21, it says, and they came everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for the holy garments. And they came both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offer, offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. I just want us to see here that when we give, this should not just be something we do because I teach on it. When we give tithes and offerings, it ought to be something that we're doing because our heart is stirred up, our spirit is stirred up, and we're willing because we know the goodness of God. Amen? You know, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. And what's important is that every one of us get a personal revelation of why it is that we're saved and why it is that we give and what is behind our giving. And when we let God do things, I got to tell you something. Timing is something we really have to work on in the body of Christ. Amen? Because everything doesn't always work out in our timing. We've got to give room for God's timing. Amen? And when we do, without fail, we will see the Lord working on our behalf. Because what I want you to know is the Bible says that your God never faints, neither grows weary. So when it comes to your life, even though you have times where you're sorrowful, times where you're wondering, times where you feel like you're not directed, God is with you in the middle of that. And God is with us, and even though timing might be an issue for us, it's not an issue for God. He's working on our behalf. Amen? And so let us be willing, and let our heart be stirred up towards God. Let us do the things God requires of us, because his promises are yea and amen. And we should embrace what God has us to do, and we should open up our heart, take the limits off, and leave room to see God be faithful. Amen? Because God is faithful. Amen? So let's be stirred, and let's be willing-hearted towards our offering and giving and our tithing, because God is stirred up, neither growing weary nor fainting, and never even taking a sleep. He never slumbers on anything related to we as his children. Amen?
Amen?
And so I thank God that he rebukes the devourer on our behalf, and he protects our seed, both internally and anything we put our hands to do. God is a protector and a provider, and he will make sure that he looks after your seed. Amen? So we're just going to pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you stir up our hearts, God. God, that you stir up our spirits. And God, we are willing to give, God. We're willing to give because we want to be obedient and eat the good of the land. But God, we're willing to give because we believe in your covenant promises, Father. Lord, I thank you that you will open up the windows of heaven. Father, I thank you that you will rebuke the devourer. And Lord, I thank you that everything we give is given back, pressed down, shaken up, and running over to the full Father. Now, Lord, I thank you that as you increase your people, we have to give to every good work, Father. Lord, everything we do within the kingdom and everything we do within our lives, you are going to provide for, Father. And not just a little bit. You say in great abundance, God. Now, we believe you for great abundance being upon our lives, and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. God is just a great and a loving Father. You know, before I get into the message, I just want each of you to think long and hard about your decision to love the Lord. Because here's why. I know that each one of us, if I were able to sit down and ask each of you, you would tell me, Pastor, I don't know where I would literally be if it wasn't for salvation. If it wasn't for the saving grace of God, what would have overtaken us by now? Where would we be? How do we even know if any of us would be alive or standing on our two feet if it wasn't for the saving grace of God? Amen? And I just want each of us to know that God loves us so much that since we've given our heart to him, he's made a huge difference in our life. Amen? But I also want us to know that since we've given our heart to the Lord, if we would give him more, he would do more. Amen? I just want you to know that God is open and available to hear your cry. You know, sometimes throughout our life, there's just moments where we're going to have to make more room in our life for God. You know, sometimes I'll tell you, I hear people say, well, why hasn't God done this yet? Or why hasn't the Lord done this yet? And every now and then I just want to ask, well, why haven't you given him more room yet? Why haven't you given him the reins more often? Why have we reverted back to our own way? And why do we have areas where we'll let God lead for a little bit, but then all of a sudden, here we go, and we're off running on our own again. Amen? And I just want to encourage you today, but let's not be that way. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the Holy Ghost today. And I'm just going to look in the book of John. And I'm going to go to John chapter 14. And it says in verse 13, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it cannot see him, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Christians, I want you to know something, that your life should have a reflection of the supernatural touch of God. There should be times and spaces and moments where without fail, you can look back and say, wow, I know for certainty God helped us at that time. I want you to know that the Lord said that part of what he went up and paid the price for in giving his life on the cross was to give you the right, first of all, to ask anything in his name. To be able to speak directly to our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus and to see results come to pass in our life. I also want you to know that this is a time where the Lord said, not only will the Holy Ghost be with you, but he shall be in you. And the very fact that he says the Holy Ghost shall be in us means something very significant for our life. Amen? It means that the Lord has made us different. See, in this scripture here, it says that the world cannot see him and cannot hear him. But I want you to know, for you, the Lord is not mysterious. For you, God is not distant. For you, his promises are yea and amen. And what's available to you, if you would take the right to have it, is that the Holy Ghost and power can come upon you as a person and come upon all your situations. And God's expectation is to help you in life, in every area of life. Amen? I want to remind each and every one of us that we need to make sure that we're making room for God. Because God never leaves us in any moment of our life. He's there and he's willing to touch what we have going on. You know what's powerful about God, and I love this about him, is that even if we make our mess, he gives us an opportunity to be blessed. Doesn't mean that he's going to put his stamp of approval on the sin or nothing like that, but when we find ourselves in a difficult place, even if we've made decisions to put ourselves there, God is willing in a moment of time to start turning our life around. He's willing to hear you cry out, and he's willing in a moment of time to come to your aid whenever we open up our heart for God to move on our behalf. Amen? I want to read something to you here at the end of the book of Matthew. I want to go to Matthew chapter 28. Jesus is speaking, and it says in verse 17, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen." I want you to know something, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in triune form and identity, each of them as individuals, are working on your behalf. I want you to know that the Father has declared, the Son is the Word, and the Holy Ghost will do the work. Amen? And I also want you to know that it says, go ye. Uh-oh. Wow. Go ye. No, I thought, Pastor, you would go. Well, I do, but that doesn't observe, that doesn't give you absolution from your responsibility. Go ye into all the world. I want you to understand something, that you have within you a call, a purpose, a gifting, and you are going to actually be assigned to touch people that come across your daily path with the Word of God. Amen? And we'll talk about that a little bit more here in a little bit. But I want you to know something. Each and every one of us have a responsibility to go into the world and preach this gospel. I want you to know something, that you have coworkers, you have friends, you have family, and you have acquaintances who God will put you in contact with, friends and associates who will come across your path, that God fully expects you to be the voice of Jesus in their life. You're going to be their first reflection. You're going to be the person that brings them into an experience where they can see and hear God. Amen? I want you to know something. You should not go long without asking God to give you someone to speak a word of life to. And that is not just for the pastor to do. That's for each of us as individuals to do, because we can be found in a situation where we are found faithful and we are found able to do certain things. I want to go to the book of Romans right now for a couple minutes, and I want to share something to you out of Romans chapter 5. And it says in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know that you have peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ. That's another thing that I want to bring up right now. The Bible says, why call me Lord and not do the things that I say? In other words, a part of our Christian faith is not just, hey, I've said the sinner prayer and you've saved me, but a part of our Christian faith is having done that, now we put our efforts into living for God. We put our efforts into knowing what God's perspective is on how we should live our life. And we study to show ourselves approved, amen? And we make sure that whether it's with our job or whether it's within our family and within the things that we do, we make certain that we are doing our best to abide by the rules and the ways that God has laid out in Scripture, amen? And we find those things in the Bible and we start to adhere to Him. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Every one of us needs to rejoice in the fact that we have access by faith to God's grace. That we are abiding in His grace and in His mercy. Remember, the Bible says, come boldly to His throne of grace that you can receive mercy in your time of need. I'm telling you that every time you have a place of need, God's mercy is there and the grace of the power of God is there to help bring you through what you're going through. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Well, my goodness, tribulations and things that come against us are not a time for us to get downcast, is it? Tribulation and difficulty is not a time for us to give up on our faith. No, no, no. I tell you what, it is time for us to glory, for us to lift up, for us to shout, and for us to stand strong in the middle of tribulation, because this is what we know, that tribulation is going to make us more patient. It's going to make us know God even greater. And we are going to have a supernatural experience. And out of that experience, it's going to increase our hope. It's going to increase our confidence. And it's going to cause us to be stronger in our faith. Amen? And as we get stronger in our faith, I want to remind you that you have been strong, because it says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And that's why I want you to be available and open to the Comforter and the Holy Ghost that is going to be here to support us in everything. And it says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now here's what I want you to know, believers. You are now strong. I want each and every one of you to stop right now. If the enemy's been trying to tell you you're weak, if the enemy's been trying to bring you down, if the enemy's been trying to make you feel like you're unimportant, I want to stop that right now, because the Bible says that yet when we were weak, Christ died for us. And that means that if when before we were saved and before we were weak, once He's died for us and we get saved, we're no longer a part of the weak. Tribulations and battles may come our way, but it's time for us to remember that we are kings and priests on this earth, and there is power in what we pray, power in what we believe, and in our life, we should see the supernatural and the miraculous of God. Amen? I want you to know something. Before Christ came, you could tell me, woe is me, Pastor. Woe is me. Oh, I've just had the worst luck. It's just been so bad. And I would just listen to you. But now knowing that you're saved, listen, you're strong. Yes. And it doesn't mean that life doesn't bring battles, but it does mean that we're going to be patient. We're going to be at peace in the middle of our battles, and we are going to see a supernatural outcome and a supernatural experience that's going to give us hope, not just for the time we're living in, but hope all the way into our future. Amen? Because that is what God does for us. I want to go over here to Romans chapter 15, and I want to read something to you around verse 13. And it says in verse 12, "And again, Elijah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." People, this is why it's so powerful and so necessary for us to have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost active in our life, because we can abound in hope. I'm telling you, it is the Holy Ghost that stirs us and gives us an abounding ability that in the middle of difficulty, we have hope for a God outcome. Amen? And I want each of us to have a strong hope for a God outcome, because that is what's promised to you as believers. See, sometimes we forget that there truly is benefits of being saved. You know, Christians, I'm telling you that I know sometimes we go through difficulty and we go through hard times, and I'm not saying we don't, but I will tell you something, that we can never forget that we've been redeemed from the world and just how much God has done for our life. Amen? And just how much he's added himself to our life. And I want to read something to you in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. I want to remind us of something that's very powerful, because in Matthew chapter 1, hallelujah, Matthew chapter 1, and I'm going to read in verse 17. "So all the generation from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." I want you to know something, that from generation to generation to generation, God has been faithful. And without fail, God, in even laying out these generations, that's not just for us to find words that we don't understand, but he's laying out generations so that you know that God has never forgotten a generation, and in every generation, he's been faithful. And what's so powerful about this is that this is our guarantee that God would never forget our generation, and our guarantee that God is going to be faithful to us. But I also love this because it says Mary was found with child without ever knowing a man. Amen? She was espoused to her husband, Joseph, but she was never even with Joseph when she had a baby, because there are times throughout our history where God must just supernaturally intercede for humanity. Amen? There are times within our history that God just supernaturally makes a way where there is no way. Amen? Where God comes in and he supernaturally moves. But I also want you to know that anytime God is supernaturally moving, he's also joining himself with humanity. And he joined himself this time with humanity. And here, Mary was able to do what nobody else obviously could do, because God chose her. But she brought forth Jesus, a baby who became who he is to us, our Lord and Savior. Amen? And what I really want you to know is that just like it said in John chapter 14, that the Holy Ghost will no longer just be with us, but he will be in us. Amen? And you are a supernatural carrier of the Holy Ghost of the Lord. Amen? And in that being said, your life is always available to the supernatural realm of God. This is a time where God made a sovereign move for all of humanity when he brought forth the Lord. But I want you to know something, that in your individual life, this is also a guarantee that the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, will bring supernatural provision to you where you need it at. Amen? He will open up doors and he will do things on your behalf and he will bring you into places where he is working with us at all times. Amen? I want to remind us of something here. And I want to turn to the book of Mark. Hallelujah. Well, before I go to Mark, let me go to Luke just for a minute. Because in Luke chapter 3, I want you to see something that it says in verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." I want you to know something, that Jesus was an example for each of us, amen? And what we see is that Jesus had the help of the Holy Ghost in everything he did on earth, and therefore we know that we can have the help of the Holy Ghost, amen? Another scripture says Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I want you to know that you guys are anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen? In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And we know what happened in the wilderness. And he came out of it in Luke chapter 4:14, in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want each of us to know something. You have divine times where the Lord is pulling you on a journey. I will tell you that just like I have the responsibility to read and study scriptures, I'm telling you that there is times where God is going to call you away and you might have to give up some of your entertainment times and some of your luxury times. Maybe it's shutting down the TV early. I don't know what the Lord will call you to do, but the Lord is going to pull you away for times of you being seated for the supernatural. Listen, you need times, and I'll tell you what, if there is something you're going through or if there's something that you are being hindered at right now, I'm telling you that it may be that the Lord is trying to lead you off for a time, just like he did for the Lord Jesus. He may be trying to lead you off for a journey where you do things differently for a while and you seek him more than usual. Maybe you give up television for a week or two and maybe you put your shows aside or something and you read and pray, but you seek God. Maybe God calling you off on a fast. Hallelujah. Boy, we like that word, huh? Amen. We want it to be over fast. That's about the only thing we like about that word. But no, the Lord just may be calling you to a fast so that you can get some time to where he can really be leading you into a season of seeking him and journeying with him so that he can bring you out of that season filled with the power. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are open to those things. And I said of you earlier that the Lord said, "Go ye into all of the world." Amen. Go ye into all of the world. And I want to just go over here for just a minute. And I want to look here. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to read in the book of Mark, chapter 13. Mark, chapter 13. And we're going to find that the Lord is speaking here in Mark, chapter 13. And he gives us some real clear insight here that I think is very powerful for us. Jesus is speaking. And it says in verse 9, "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, And in the synagogue you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you something. In order for the Lord to be able to use you in a moment of time to speak, there's got to be something in you. See, this is why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Amen? I want you to know, Christians, that there are times where you are brought before men. Even it might even be at a doctor's appointment. It might be to your coworkers. It might be to a doctor himself. You know, just recently we had somebody get healed of a broken bone that was seeable on an MRI. They seen it on x-rays. They seen it in our MRI, a broken bone. But also they seen the broken bone on x-rays. But when they took the MRI to look and see about surgery, it was healed. And it changed. And the doctor said, wow, I see this. But this is what we got today. This means just a couple days later, this bone is healed and normal, and we don't have to do anything. And that person had the right to say, well, because I went and prayed, and I believe God for a miracle. And I want you to know something, that God is going to put you in situations where he's going to want you to be bold enough to let the Holy Ghost lead you. See, some of us think that we're quiet, and some of us think that we're shy. And I've heard people say, well, Pastor, that's just not me. Well, that's only not you, because you're staying in the fear of what you were carved out before. See, I can say that boldly to you, because you're looking at a guy that used to stutter around. And when I was a young boy, I didn't talk in front of anybody. Can you believe I thought I had a weird voice? Can you believe that I thought I had this light little soft voice, and that it was so strange that if I spoke, I should need to be backwards and nobody could. Could you even believe that I would have that thought? No way. With a voice like this, I tell you. Hey, you stop that. Early in the morning, huh? Hey, but what I'm telling you is that sometimes what we believe is our greatest weakness, if we will give it to God, it will become our greatest strength. Remember, the Bible says where you were weak, you will be made strong. Amen? And I'm telling you right now that the Lord is going to bring you into places. He is going to bring you into moments where he needs to know that you will not be afraid, you will not be hindered, but you will wait. And when he leads you, you will speak what he has you to say. I tell you what, sometimes it might be uncomfortable. It might even be uncomfortable in your household. You know, maybe your spouse even, you're afraid to say something boldly to your spouse. I'm telling you that it could be that they need to hear you speak on the Holy Ghost. Could be that they need their faith stirred because your faith is stirred. Amen? I tell you what, God puts us together so that we can be on a journey to do something together. Amen? And I'm telling you right now that the Lord is looking for you to be available, because if you will, it won't be you speaking, but it would be the Holy Ghost. Would be to the Lord that we as Christians can say, Pastor, I see several times this week where I just removed myself and I let God lead me in what I had to say. I responded differently this week to something that I would have responded in myself. Pastor, I want you to know that this is a week where I took it to heart to say, I'm going to be quick to hear, but quick to hear what the Holy Ghost would have me say, not just what my itching ears might want to hear. I'm going to be quick to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying in every situation, because I want to be slow to speak. Why am I going to be slow to speak? Not because I'm going to be quiet and despondent, but no, I'm going to be slow to speak, because instead of just letting blurting out what my emotions are saying, instead of just blurting out what my fears or my anger might be saying, I'm going to take time to make sure that what I'm speaking out is led of the Lord. I'm going to make sure that I remove myself and I'm not afraid, and I am speaking out of a clear place where I have consciously said, God, I'm removing myself, and I'm not just going to give a self answer. I'm going to give a God answer. Amen? You know, it's critically important that we are led of the Holy Ghost and that we are led of the Spirit of God. I want you to know that Jesus Christ would have never been able to do what he did if he was not led of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I hear you guys burn up. Jesus can do anything. Yes, Jesus can do anything. But he gives you his testimony because it says that he was found never without sin. Why? Because he always did that which pleased the Father. Well, how did he do it? Did he just do it because he was a supernatural son? Well, that's part of it. But another big part of it is, remember that Jesus was tested. Remember, Jesus went to the wilderness himself and he said, Father, please remove this cup. I would prefer, in other words, when he said remove that cup, he was saying, God, if there's a different way, please, let's do it. He said, but Father, if this cup cannot be removed, then strengthen me to carry this cup. Amen. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to remember that just when you think life is getting too big for you, just when you have something that's burdening you and something that's heavy for you to carry, I want to remind you to say, God, if you cannot remove this cup, which I tell you what, if you're married, that's kind of a cup that can't be removed. Amen. No. I'm just teasing you this morning, but I'm also serious that sometimes we have pressures, bills, we have health issues, we have relationship issues, we have different things that come upon us, and if we're not careful, the enemy will deceive us in this believing that what we got going on is too much for us. But if we will be discerning enough to say, no, I know that even when I don't have words to say, God loves me so much that he will give, the Holy Ghost says that he will give me the words to say, I want you to remember that your cup in this life is not too big for you. I will tell you that there's going to be moments where you might waver in your faith and you might be a little distressed, but I promise you that if you ask the Lord to help you navigate, your cup is not too big for you. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, well, give me the prayer request. Amen. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Taz and we put Candy before you, God, right now. And Lord, in the place where there is fever and sickness and infection, Father God, we curse that at the very root, God. And we ask right now, God, you, Jesus, sent his word and it healed, God. And right now, we know that your word is going forth and you are healing them. Lord, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow. And Father, we just declare that to anybody else who may be live streaming or not with us today, Father God, that if they have sickness upon them, God, we just break that power off of them in the name of Jesus. We loose the working of miracles and healing to just flow into every place where there's sickness and bring forth healing, Father God. Yes, Lord, I see you healing right now, Father. Now, Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Do we have any other prayer requests? Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray, God, right now, that, Father, just like you reach towards those prayer requests, even right now, in the heart of people, Father God, even to those who are speaking silently to you, Father, Lord, I never want us to forget that Hannah spoke to you, God, and you broke barrenness off of her. She conceived a child, and, Father, he never even spoke it outwardly with outward words, but it was just a conversation in her mind of thoughts that she had towards you. Father, I want people to be encouraged to know that right now you can see and hear their deepest thoughts anyway. So they should not be afraid to come to you with whatever may be an issue, God. Because even right now, Father God, you are hearing them. And you are just loving and a faithful God, and you're working on our behalf. And Lord, we just thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We just thank you for the comforter that Jesus sent in his stead to be with us and in us every day to help us in life, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.